I'm sorry, let me redo that. I didn't have the mic on. Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate in the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Senator from Stone? And would you please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag?
Bow your heads with me, please. Isaiah 40:29, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Almighty God, we humbly bow our heads in your presence and ask for your help. Our greatest efforts are not worthy of the least of your blessings. Our strength is limited, but you are all-powerful. Please be gracious and give us the help we need to do what you want us to do. All of us have sinned, and in doing so, we have failed to meet your perfect, holy standard. Please be merciful and forgive us. I ask that you bless every elected official, our families, our staff, and our constituents. And I thank you for standing ready to save all who call upon you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Sirpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
All right, a quorum being present, the Senate is now in session. Madam Secretary, would you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 50th day, Wednesday, April 15, 2026.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
All right. Thank you, Senator. You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
All right. Thank you, Senator. The Senator from Platt has renewed his motion that the reading of the journal be dispensed with and to approve it as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, please say nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Next order of business is introduction of guest. Senator from Lawrence.
President, to your right, we have with us Mr. Eric Mortensen. Eric, please stand up. Let him know who you are. Eric hails from the state of Minnesota, but you won't detect that in his pronunciation of the state, which is kind of refreshing. But nonetheless, Eric is with us today from Young Americans for Liberty. He's their senior legislative advisor, and I hope you'll join me in welcoming Eric Mortensen to the Missouri Senate.
Absolutely. Welcome to the Missouri Senate.
Yeah, sure.
Order of business remains introduction of guests. The chair had some guests, special guests, show up to his office this morning. I want to call them out. These are the folks, Leah Martin and her team run the Lake of the Ozarks Shootout, which we've renamed the Lieutenant Governor's Cup this past year. It's going to take place on August 29th and 30th. It has over 100,000 people attended and has raised over $815,000 for charities. Please provide Leah and her team a warm welcome. Order of business remains introduction of guests. Seeing no further introduction of guests, next order of business is petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Hearing none, next order of business is resolutions. Hearing none, next order of business is concurrent resolutions. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
All right, thank you, Senator. Hearing no objection, the order of business will be the reports of standing committees. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments that I'm sending forward. A list of the appointments has been distributed, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
All right, thank you, Senator. Please send the committee reports forward, and hearing no objection, the reading will be waived. Again, please keep your conversations down in the chamber. Okay, Senator, that report has been sent forward. Do you have anything further? Senator from Shelby.
Mr. President, I move the committee report be adopted and the Senate give its advice and consent to the appointments.
All right, thank you, Senator. You've heard the motion by the Senator from Shelby. Does any Senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Shelby, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
All right, the Senator from Shelby has moved that the committee report be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to set appointments. Those of the opinion the motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those to the contrary, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The committee report is adopted.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Your Committee on Commerce and Utilities has a report.
Okay.
Madam President.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred House Bill 2397, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred House Bill 2383, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Henderson, on behalf of Senator Searpoy, Chair.
Senator from Phelps.
See if we can get this right this time. Thank you, Madam President. Your Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration has three reports.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1797, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration, to which was referred House Bill 2591, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration, to which was referred House Bill 1980, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Brown of the 16th, Chair.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Madam President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bills 2366 and 2511, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Luke Kemeyer, Chair.
Senator from Cass.
Thank you, Madam President. Your Committee on Education has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bills 2404 and 2172, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Bratton, Chair.
Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Madam President. Your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety has a report. And don't mind the senators behind me that are harassing me while I'm sending this in, but thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1840, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Fitzwater, Chair.
Senator from the 20th.
Thank you, Madam President. Your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bills 1839, 2921, and 3015, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2085, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Trent, Chair.
Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Madam President. Your Committee on Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2587, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schroer, Chair.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Madam President. Your Committee on Local Government, Elections and Pensions has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Madam President, your Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 1788, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions, to which was referred House Bill 1940, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Madam President, Your Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2057, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2600, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Henderson, Chair.
Please refer Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 1033, Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 1135, House Committee Substitute for House Bills 2637 and 3155, with Senate Committee Substitute and House Committee Substitute for House Bills 3231 and 2531, with Senate Committee Substitute, to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight.
Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Get a little order in the chamber.
Members and guests, please keep your conversations to a whisper or take them outside.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. We have some very, very special guests. If you can look up at the upper gallery behind me, you see some very bright fourth graders from Forsyth Elementary School in St. Louis, Missouri. They're visiting the Capitol. They get an opportunity to tour. They're accompanied by clearly the true rock stars, and there are some of the teachers that are here. If you could recognize them, and if the students could stand, I'd like to recognize some of their teachers that are accompanying them here. Miss Melissa Joff, really good friend of mine, Chris Hendricks, Leah Hooper, Kristen Felnuzen, and I hope I pronounced that correctly. And if I did, I apologize. But it's always really important when we have students in the building, they can see what we do. Most importantly, they can ensure that their voices are being heard and recognize that their voice is never too small. So could the chamber please make the students of fourth grade at Forsyth Elementary feel welcome? I highly appreciate it.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator from Saline.
To speak on the special guests that were just introduced, if you would allow me.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
I just have to make note of, as I was walking down to the chamber, I went past those great elementary school students. I know that yesterday was Seersucker Wednesday. I've yet to acquire one of those. But if you'll notice, there's a young gentleman in the front row that is wearing a seersucker jacket, so he must have been one of the thousands of people listening in on the radio. So let's just give him a round of applause for Missouri Senator.
Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate Bill's formal calendar, and I ask that you call the calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be third reading of Senate Bill's formal calendar. Senate substitute for Senate Bill 1083, Senator from Scott.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 1083 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Scott moves that Senate Bill 1083 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as are of the opinion the motion shall prevail, say aye. Those contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Scott.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill number 1083 be third read and finally passed.
The Senator from Scott's moved that Senate Bill 1083 be third read and finally passed. Does the Senator care to explain the bill?
Mr. President, this was a lengthy discussion yesterday on the floor, working with the Senator from the 24th, the Senator from the 7th, and Senator from Dallas. We come with a resolution we were all satisfied with, and with that I'll end my discussion.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, the senator from Scott is recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
The senator from Scott renews his motion that Senate Bill number 1083 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 1083, An act relating to professional licensing with penalty provisions, a severability clause, and an effective date for certain sections. Senators Bean, Beck, Burnsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Luke Kemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts, Schnelting, Schroer, Trent, Washington, Weber, Williams.
Senator from Jefferson, votes aye. Senator from Dallas, votes aye. Senator from Dunklin, votes aye. Aye, 2 no. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the tiling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate Bill 1477, Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 1477 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from the 11th moves that Senate Bill 1477 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as are of the opinion the motion shall prevail, say aye. And those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 11th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 1477 be third read and finally passed.
The Senator from the 11th moves that Senate Bill 1477 be third read and finally passed. Does the Senator care to explain the bill?
I do. Thank you, Mr. President. This is an extremely simple bill. SB 1477 just does one thing. It updates our statute regarding color of lights for motorcycles. As it states right now, it's just amber and white. This will just change it to any color of illumination. Then I work with the senator from the 7th, and she added an amendment to allow women's soccer and future women's basketball teams to have a personalized license plate for the state of Missouri. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. The senator from the 11th is recognized. Close.
I renew my motion, Mr. President.
The senator from the 11th moves his motion that Senate Bill number 1477 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 1477, an act relating to accessories of motor vehicles. Senators Bean, Beck, Burnsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Luke Kemeyer, May, McCreary, Moon, Mosley, Nicola, Nurnburn, O'Loughlin, Roberts. Schnelting. Schroer. Trent. Washington. Weber. Williams.
Senator from Jefferson votes no. Aye, 2 no. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, Senate substitute for Senate Bill 895, Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 895 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Franklin moves that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 895 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as are of the opinion the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Franklin.
I now move that Senate Bill number 895 be third read and finally passed.
The Senator from Franklin moves that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 895 be third read and finally passed. Does the Senator care to explain the bill?
Yes, this was the licensure bill. It stipulates that if someone has 3 years of work experience from a job in a state that doesn't require a license, that they would be able to apply that real-world experience towards obtaining a temporary two-year license. This would allow them to continue to work and provide for their family while completing any remaining requirements specific to the state of Missouri. We'll note that this piece of legislation has passed this chamber twice. It passed 28-1 just last year, and also passed 33-1 in 2023.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. The Senator from Franklin is recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
The Senator from Franklin renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 895 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 895. An act relating to professional licensing with penalty provisions and an effective date for certain sections. Senators Bean, Beck, Burnsketter, Black, Bratton, Brown 16, Brown 26, Berger, Carter, Searpoy, Coleman, Crawford, Fitzwater, Gregory 15, Gregory 21, Henderson, Huff, Hudson, Lewis, Lukemeyer, May, McCreary,
Members and guests, please keep your conversations to a whisper or take them outside.
McCreary. Moon. Mosley. Nicola. Nirenberg. O'Loughlin. Roberts. Schnelting. Schroer. Trent. Washington, Weber, Williams.
Senator from Livingston votes aye. Senator from the first as an aye. 29 aye, 1 no. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. I ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, I'm going to be making a motion to go to second reading of Senate bills. After the second reads are completed, we will adjourn for the day. Members are welcome to stay or to leave, but there will be no more formal business after second reads.
The order of business is announcements. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Shelby.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please refer House Committee Substitute for House Bills 2366 and 2511, House Committee Substitutes for House Bills 1839, 2921, and 3015 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight.
That shall be referred.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a list of second readings I'm sending forward. Madam Secretary, please read the referrals.
Senate Bill 1658, an act relating to persons with impaired or limited ability to communicate with law enforcement, to the Committee on referred to the Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 1659, an act relating to fire suppression and fire safety with penalty provisions, to the Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 1660, an act relating to accommodations for admissions tests, to the Committee on Education. Senate Bill 1661, an act relating to motor vehicle registration with penalty provisions, the Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 1662, an act relating to increasing the authority of all children's services funds to collect and administer dollars for early childhood education services, the Committee on Education. Senate Bill 1663, an act relating to the Missouri Community Service Commission, the Committee on Education. Senate Bill 1664, an act relating to payment for health care services with penalty provisions.
Members and guests, please keep your conversations down or take them outside.
Referred to the Committee on Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 1665, an act relating to entry of a private residence, to the Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 1666, an act relating to the regulation of community water systems, the Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources. Senate Bill 1667, an act relating to public labor organizations, the Committee on General Laws. Senate Bill 1668, an act relating to downtown redevelopment incentives, the Committee on Economic and Workforce Development. Senate Bill 1669, an act relating to recreational vehicles dealers, the Committee on Insurance and Banking. Senate Bill 1670, an act relating to Fire Protection District Purchasing Authority with penalty provisions, the Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 1671, an act relating to a public safety sales tax, the Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions. Senate Bill 1672, an act relating to the practice of medicine, the Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill 1673, an act relating to licensure of massage therapists, the Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill 1674, an act relating to student representation on the Coordinating Board for Higher Education with penalty provisions, the Committee on Education. Senate Bill 1675, an act relating to urban library districts. The Committee on Local Government, Elections, and Pensions. Senate Bill 1676, an act relating to persons with impaired or limited ability to communicate with law enforcement. The Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 1677, an act relating to child passengers on motorcycles and motor tricycles with penalty provisions and an effective date. The Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 1678, an act relating to tax credits for child care. The Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill 1679, an act relating to the Department of Revenue. The Committee on Government Efficiency. Senate Bill 1680, an act relating to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 1681, an act relating to parole eligibility. The Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 1682, an act relating to alternative therapies. The Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill 1683, an act relating to estates of persons receiving public benefits. The Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 1684, an act relating to sale leaseback transactions with penalty provisions. The Committee on General Laws. Senate Bill 1685, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for certain aviation jet fuel. The Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 1686, an act relating to the repeal of certain tax incentives for professional sports teams. The Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment. Senate Bill 1687, an act relating to MoHealthNet third-party liability. The Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 1688, an act relating to incentives for downtown redevelopment. The Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics. Senate Bill 1689, an act relating to a fire protection district service fee. The Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 1690, an act relating to the effect of homicide on benefits received from a decedent. The Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 1691, an act relating to licensure reciprocity. The Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill 1692, an act relating to abortion. The Committee on Families, Seniors, and Health. Senate Bill 1693, an act relating to firearms with penalty provisions. The Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety. Senate Bill 1694, an act relating to incentives for downtown redevelopment. The Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics. Senate Bill 1695, an act relating to the admissibility of evidence resulting from peer review committees for healthcare professionals. The Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. Senate Bill 1696, an act relating to powers of the University of Missouri Board of Curators. The Committee on General Laws. Senate Bill 1697, an act relating to the death penalty for certain sexual offenses. The Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence. Senate Bill 1698, an act relating to condemnation proceedings with penalty provisions. The Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration. And Senate Bill 1699, an act relating to condemnation proceedings with penalty provisions, the Committee on Emerging Issues and Professional Registration.
Senator from Platt.
Mr. President, we inquire of the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, I ask they be read.
There are messages from the House. Secretary, please read the messages from the House.
Madam President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bills 907, 1154, and 1272, entitled An Act Relating to Abusive Website Access Litigation, with House Amendment 1, House House Amendment 2. Also, Madam President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Joint Resolution 159, entitled A Joint Resolution Relating to the State Treasurer's Ability to Invest, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested, respectfully submitted, Joseph Engler, Chief Clerk.
Senator Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, April 20th at 4 p.m.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from Platt. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Monday, April 20th at 4 p.m.